This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. About 1,000 people gathered in Aurora last night to remember Elijah McClain, who died in police custody last summer. Police brought flowers to lay at a memorial that was built for him in Utah Park in Aurora, along with candles and signs calling for justice for his death. Protests for McClain have also been held across the country, including last night in Chicago. Colorado's restaurants and bars will be allowed to sell takeout and delivery alcohol for another year. The policy started in an attempt to help those businesses weather the pandemic, and recently the governor signed a bipartisan bill making it law through next June. Democratic Senator Jeff Bridges says the idea came from bar and restaurant owners in his district.
And we know that for a huge portion of those, to-go sales of alcohol has been what's kept them going.
To-go service will be critical for bars since the governor recently reordered them to close in-person service unless they sell food. And if you're driving through the mountains later, be aware that CDOT will close some lanes on I-70 and detour traffic at the Eisenhower Tunnel overnight. Various closures will run from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. starting tonight and the following three nights. That's as CDOT tests a fire suppression system in the tunnel. Lane closures will alternate and will include some full closures in both directions later. Another warm day across the state, 80s for the mountains, upper 90s for the Front Range, and 100 degrees out in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.